On your commute, on your walk, on your couch. With the WSHU app, you can stream your favorite shows, check playlists, and catch up on podcasts anytime. Plus, you can send us feedback right in the app. Tell us what you love or what you'd like more of. Download the WSHU app free on the App Store or Google Play.
This is WSHU's After All Things with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. The Connecticut Senate passes a controversial immigration bill. New York lawmakers clash with the governor on a proposal to lower car insurance rates. Transportation officials want to hear from you on one of their future plans. Plus, we have the latest from WSHU's Good at Heart. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. The Connecticut Senate has passed a controversial Democratic bill aimed at restraining ICE activities in the state. WSHU's Ebong Udama has the details.
The bill allows Connecticut residents to file federal civil lawsuits against ICE agents accused of abuse or violation of constitutional rights. It also bans local, state, and federal law enforcement, including ICE, from wearing masks, with some exceptions. Bob Duff is the Senate Democratic Majority Leader. He says the goal is to protect Connecticut residents whether or not they have legal status.
Thankfully, because of federalism, because of states' rights, we are able to respond to the excesses and the power grab from the federal government.
Martin Looney is the Senate president.
We're confident that this bill will survive court scrutiny. It will be attacked. They'll be seeking to undermine it on the part of the federal government, but we believe it will be upheld.
The bill also prohibits ICE arrests in sensitive areas like schools, hospitals, and places of worship. And it gives the state attorney general and the state inspector general new powers to investigate deadly violence committed by federal law enforcement in the state. The minority Republicans voted against the bill. They claim it unduly interferes with federal law enforcement. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
Governor Kathy Hochul and New York state lawmakers are locked in a war of words over a proposal to lower car insurance rates. The New York Public News Network's Jimmy Vielkind reports.
Deep-pocketed interest groups are battling over the Democratic governor's plan to crack down on auto insurance fraud and tighten payout standards for crash victims. The spat is a major reason why New York's $263 billion state budget is more than 2 weeks late. Democratic legislators say Hochul is carrying water for Uber. The company has spent more than $9 million campaigning for Hochul's plan. Hochul says she's fighting for affordability. She criticized Senator Mike Gianaris for bowing to trial lawyers, who are big campaign contributors to Senate Democrats.
When I don't hear the truth, I'll always call it out, including the trial lawyers that he is defending.
Gianaris says Hochul isn't serious about negotiating a budget deal. In Albany, I'm Jimmy Vielkind for the New York Public News Network.
Connecticut lawmakers backed down on one part of a measure that would have toughened regulations on homeschooling. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports.
A string of abuse and neglect cases, including the death of an 11-year-old girl in Waterbury, prompted lawmakers to call for stricter state oversight for homeschool families. Under one measure, schools would loop in the State Department of Children and Families when parents requested to homeschool. If the DCF had open cases on the family, their homeschool request would be denied. On Monday, the State Appropriations Committee cut that proposal. A separate plan is still in the mix, though. It would make homeschool families prove their kids were getting an education roughly equivalent to what they'd get in a public school and make them show a portfolio or some other work to prove it. Homeschooling parents pushed back hard against that, and last week, House Speaker Matt Ritter said it may get cut from the next version of the bill. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
Woman behind a local beauty school that's helping students create a beautiful life. That's on WSHU's Good at Heart, and that's ahead. The first Earth Day was celebrated on April 22nd, 1970.
1 year later, President Nixon celebrated Earth Day's first anniversary with a proclamation establishing the first Earth Week and launching the annual Earth Day that we still celebrate. Getting into the spirit with music inspired by nature, including charming brass dances through the pretty woods and a concerto for a chorus of frogs. It's on Sunday Baroque this week. Sunday morning at 7 on WSHU Public Radio.
A Hamden woman is suing police, saying they raided the wrong apartment during a SWAT operation. She says officers forced entry, used stun grenades, and held her and her teenage son at gunpoint. The lawsuit alleges police failed to verify the address and violated her civil rights. A federal lawsuit alleges a Long Island orthopedic surgeon performed unnecessary spinal injuries on patients tied to staged car crashes. The complaint says he was part of a broader fraud scheme involving coordinated injury claims. The case includes allegations of racketeering and insurance fraud. A frozen food company is planning a major expansion in central Islip that would add about 300 jobs over the next 2 years. The project centers on a larger production facility expected to double the company's footprint on Long Island. The deal is tied to an agreement with the town of Islip. The Connecticut Department of Transportation is asking for your opinion as it maps out a long-range transportation plan for the future, WSHU's Shelley Hessman-Kadish reports.
Transportation officials say the federally mandated plan is a blueprint for the goals and policies they need to update the system through 2055. That includes reducing congestion in high-traffic areas, especially Interstates 95 and 84. I-95 in Fairfield County is continually ranked as one of the most congested stretches of highway in the U.S., if not the worst. And the draft plan projects congestion will only get worse. It recommends better access to public transportation and moving freight by train instead of the highways. The DOT's financial analysis projects that as costs rise, the state could face a major funding shortfall by 2030. Residents can submit comments through May 22nd. Shelley Hassman-Kadish, WSHU News.
Gorgeous by Glam Beauty Academy in Bridgeport, Connecticut nurtures its students to become financially independent and viable entrepreneurs. Founder Marlene Correa worked her way out of an abusive marriage and economic uncertainty to help others. But she wants to do more, and now she has a foundation to support students while they pursue their studies. WSHU's Randy Kay sat down with Marlene and her daughter, Lillian Chavez, to talk about her journey. Their conversation is part of the podcast Good at Heart.
Marlene, welcome to Good at Heart. I'm so excited to speak to you.
Thank you for having me here. Thank you.
So tell me about your school. Who do you help and how?
I help my friend who feel alone in her destroyed marriage. I help the little girl who never think they have some opportunity for her. I help the mothers who feel that it's nothing for them to do. We help everyone who wants to have a better future in their life.
I went to your website and I saw that you have programs for people to become estheticians. And it's a beauty school, essentially, but it's bilingual. Is it the first bilingual school?
It was.
Tell me.
So it was the first bilingual school in the state of Connecticut. We actually had to sort of put our foot down with the state, with the Office of Higher Education, to be able to provide these programs in Spanish because it wasn't a possibility before.
Really?
Yeah. So we had to have this big meeting. Our number one argument was there is no official language in the United States. And United States itself, it's multicultural. It's a big melting pot. So many people are coming from so many places. That's how we were created, and that's what's going to help us grow more.
I've got to say, in this particular political climate, that is a tough argument.
I think the our major concern is that sometimes it was thought that people that didn't speak English, there was something wrong with them cognitively. But when you opened up the opportunity and you brought it to the plain that was simple for them and that they understood because it was their own language, you saw them grow, you saw them succeed, and you saw them surpass. You know, so it was something that was really important for us. And that's why we started, well, Marlene, not us, because I was just a child.
Right.
But Marlene by herself, a single mom, didn't know English, didn't have any life skills, started a school, a state school, to help these women the fact that now we're in a position that we're able to even start our foundation and be able to give scholarships mm-hmm. and be able to provide that food pantry.
It's amazing.
It's really remarkable. Mm-hmm.
So what I'm hearing, who you help is not only people who want to learn, mm-hmm. but you help them be able to afford it, yep. and you've got a pantry to help feed them. Mm-hmm. And if you empower the woman as a breadwinner in the family, that changes yes. the whole yes. family. Can you tell me one story of one woman that your foundation has helped, that your pantry wow. has helped, that your school? I know there's probably 100.
Yes.
Just give me one.
I had one something very recently, a little girl. I mean, it's very young. She was living in her car. Mm-hmm. And she had 3 little kids. Can you imagine? And she came here in the school. She mm-hmm. just got a license. So now she's working. Now she has her own place. The kids are with her. Life's changed because she has the opportunity. I see in her something like me, you know? And I say, I'm so happy and I'm so proud. And then come back later, you know, like a yeah. year's pass, and they come back to say, Miss Marlene, thank you. Miss Marlene, I have my own salon. Oh, my goodness. It's a lot of mm-hmm. happiness on my
wonderful.
In my heart.
I can see it in your face, and I can hear it in your see? Voice because, you know, to pull yourself up is one thing, and then to see? Reach up and help other people up, which is exactly what you mm-hmm. did. Now, Lillian, are you part of this school? Do you work for your mom? Or you're,
yeah, yeah.
Tell
so
me.
I just recently started being there full-time, maybe about a year or so ago. I'm able to kind of reach out more to all these different places, these organizations, to say, hey, we're here, mm-hmm. we're available, and we're ready to help whenever we can. From there, that's how we started the Marlene Correa Foundation now.
Okay. Tell me about the foundation.
We've been doing this off the board for many years, but now it's like legit, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So now
okay.
we're able to kind of get the scholarships, and we were able to start a TikTok so that we can get the pantry items for the food pantry. Just one $5 for like baby wipes, it can change the person's mindset in school. It, having soup and having snacks to bring home to their kids so that they can have something for lunch, that brings them a peace that they're able to sit there and learn. It's something that Dr. Dre says that I really like. It's talent is everywhere, but opportunity is limited. Part of the stories that like one that Marlene said, another one I remember is a woman that came to the office afterwards who cried saying, I'm the first one that's not eligible to get SNAP anymore. They were the first person in their family that isn't eligible for SNAP because they make so much more money than the threshold. And they realized that they were like, wow, I don't need any more assistance. Like, I can do this.
So actually, Lillian, you've already answered my next question, which is, you know, what inspires you? Marlene, what is an inspiration for you?
You know what? I think about that question, and I think it's myself. Don't be in the hole I was before. I don't want to have my kids pass through all the problems I get it in the past.
So what was your past self mm-hmm. that inspired you to never go there again?
Never go there again.
That's a fantastic answer. Well, let me ask you question number 5, the famous closing question. Why do you think we're here on Earth?
Mm. Oh, such a tough question. Yeah. And I hear you ask this all the time online, and I always think, oh, what would I answer? But I have to base my answers based on the values that are close to me, and that for me is my faith. We're not here for ourselves. We're here for other people. We're not here just to make ourselves great. We're here to make sure that everybody else is good and okay. I'm not here because I'm awesome. I'm not here because the world needed a Lillian. I'm here to help you. I'm here to make sure that you're not alone and that you feel okay. I'm here because we need each other.
So, Mom, Marlene, are you proud of your daughter?
Do you know, right, Randy, that is my dream, my American dream, you know, is really here. My 2 daughters, the way they are, the way they are thinking, the way they help everyone. You know, I think my work is done.
And you can hear more about Gorgeous by Glam on the Good at Heart podcast. Visit WSHU.org. Good at Heart is sponsored in part by ProHealth Physicians. For the news you trust and music you love, listen to us on the radio, online at WSHU.org, or you can download the free WSHU app. And for even more from this station, join us over on Instagram. You can find us at WSHU Public Radio. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day. Enjoy that sunshine, and I'll speak with you tomorrow.